But it
goes on to say that whosoever soweth generously will also reap generously.
但同样的，多种的多收。
But I like this next verse. Because we're not legislating anything.
但是我很喜欢下面这一节，因为我不是强求每一个人做同样的事情。
To the New Testament church, God did not legislate.
对新约的教会，神并没有给他们各种的规条。
He has our heart.
他要的是我们的心。
And that seventh verse said, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give.
所以第七节讲到，个人要随本心所酌定的。
Not reluctantly.
不要做难。
Or under a compulsion you have to give.
不要勉强。
For God loves a cheerful giver.
因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
So what we're seeing there is God saying, it's really up to you.
所以我们在这里看到的神真的是告诉我们说
If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap it.
随你的便，但是这个真理是说
But if you sow generously,
少种的少收
you're going to reap that.
多种的多收
But it's your decision.
但是这是你自己的决定。
I like that.
我很喜欢他这样讲。
That makes me then responsible.
因为这样把责任放在我自己的身上。
Not my brother, my sister, Lord, but it's me. I'm responsible to make the decision in my life of what I'm going to do with it.
不是别人的责任，是我自己的责任，要决定我自己的生命要怎么过。
So now we have, I think it's about four slides down. I'm really jumping you men around today.
第四篇。
Okay. And what we're talking about here is actually the basis of deliberate.
所以我们在这里特别要讲到我们是要刻意的去有这个管家的心。
Now I know that a lot of it will come as the years go by.
因为很多时候我们是逐渐成熟逐渐明白的。
But there are certain things that right now, Lord, I'm your steward.
但是有些事情我们要跟神讲说我们知道我们现在是你的管家。
I'm the steward that has to administrate over my time.
那我这个管家要管理我自己的时间。
I must administrate over the talents and the gifts you have given me.
要管理你所给我的才干和能力。
I must administrate over my resources.
也要管理我所手里所有的一切。
So you see, it is a deliberate type of thing that we look to God as we pray and as we get closer to Him and we say, now Lord, I want to give you my time.
所以这个是要我们自己刻意去的定义去做然后要跟神求跟神祷告愿意把我们所有的一切都交给他
That means we have to have time for our worship
那我们就会把自己的时间拿出来来敬拜他
We have to have time for our family
然后这个时间也要花在我们家庭身上
Family means a great deal to God
对神来说家庭是很重要的
For he is the one that instituted the family
因为他是那位设立家庭的神
There must be time that we give to in prayer to God.
那我们也要花时间在他面前祷告。
There's times that I must learn how to relax so that I don't wear my body out.
那我也要学习花时间说安静下来休息，不让我的身体真是耗尽精力。
There's time when I am going to witness for God as He opens it up to me.
那么我也要拨出时间来为他做见证。
So I must learn how to administer my time that it will be profitable for the kingdom of God.
那所以我要学习怎么样好好管理我的时间使得它能为神所用。
What does deliberate mean?
那这个刻意到底是什么意思?
For some it means that you just mentally make a point and that's what I'm going to do.
有些对于有些人来说这个刻意就是说你在心里记得这个是我要做的事情。
For some like me, I have to sort of write down so I can see.
那对于有些人像我自己来说我得把它写下来看得到。
But it means that because I love the Lord.
但是它真正的含义是说因为我爱神。
My time is really not my own.
我的时间并不真正是我所拥有的。
He has given me life.
因为我的生命是神所给的
mental abilities.
我的能力也是他给的
He has given me opportunities.
他给了我机会
And so therefore I'm going to administrate all of this
所以因此我要好好的管理为的是神的荣耀
Now there's times that we have to work That's work time
我们需要花时间工作
But in our work
但是在这个工作的时候
As I said the last time This is where we can be the real blessing
但是我们可以把这个工作的时间也成为能够祝福人的时间。
This is where we can show kindness and love and respect.
我们可以在工作中显出这个尊敬，能够关怀别人，关心爱别人。
This is where we can touch the heart of other people.
这也是我们可以借着这样的机会来。
I'm working, I'm making my money, I'm doing my best at my job, but my inner life is glowing out, and I take time for others and to love.
我跟别人一样，我去上班，我去工作，我去赚钱，但是在我工作的当中，我里面的这个神所给的就能够显现出来，能够吸引人，能够祝福别人。
So you see, our time is very much that we can just, Lord, this is my life, I'm a steward of my time, I give it to you, show me.
所以我们有可以有这样的所谓刻意，就是有这样的心态，我的时间我也拿出来给神，求神，让神告诉我说我的时间该怎么样使用，我该怎么用它才能荣耀神。
He gives us our talents and our gifts.
神也给了我们才能和
All of us have some gifts. All of us have some type of talent.
我们每一个人都有一样。
It's as you give them to the Lord.
神给的能力，但是当你把这个能力再次献给神的
时候， If you have a good voice, you use it for Jesus.
如果你嗓音很好，你可以唱歌来赞美神。
You can use that for Jesus.
如果你很会讲，你也可以把这个能力给神。如果你很会教导，你也可以把这个能力献给神。
I think of my own life as I was growing up and how little by little God, they gave me a Sunday school class when I was 12, believe me.
那我想，我回想起我自己的生命，那我就从小长大的时候，一点一点神带领我。他们，我在12岁的时候就开始教主日学。
And I did it.
那然后我就这样做了。
I'm not sure it was so good, but I did it.
我恐怕教的不是很好，但我确实是教了。
I and from step by step, God used as I allowed Him to.
那这样就这样一步一步的，我允许神在我生命里做工，他就带领我。
If God has given us the ability to sing, He's not going to squeeze it out of your throat.
那如果神真的是给了你能力能够歌唱的话，他不要像好像挤牙膏那样挤出来。
He's not going to pump you up.
他也不想，也不是说要需要那个给你拼命打气。
I want to sing.
你要自己站在那儿说我要歌唱。
And God can do more.
神可以真的是大大的使用你。
If you don't think so,
如果你不是这么认为的话，
you should have been here when the first choir was started in the old church.
那你真的是应该在我们诗班刚刚在最开始在旧堂刚开始的时候，你在那里你就知道了。
It was something.Mrs. Sheehy would have to sit, she would beat on these, you know, these clappers or whatever they call them, and she would try to keep time, and they were trying.
是很辛苦很费力的，好像才能大家才能能够在一起能够唱一首完整的歌。
God has brought about miracles.
但是神真的是在我们身上做了奇妙的工作。
Others joined and better and others joined.
这个诗班就越来越好。
Until they can glorify God.
然后直到有一天我们都能用我们的诗歌来一起赞美神。
I don't know what your talent is, what your abilities are.
我并不知道你的才能和才干在哪里。
But as you allow God to use them, He expands them.
但是如果你愿意让神来使用的话，神可以把它扩大，能够祝福更多的人。
God wants us to administrate our resources.
那同样，神也希望我们能好好的管理我们的资源。
People say when you touch people's money,That's when they close you off.
那有人就说，如果你等到谈到钱的时候，大家就不爱听了。
Because I'm not going to touch your money.
那所以我今天就不要去碰你的钱。
Because we've already decided that this is a decision for you.
因为我们之前讲过，这是你自己的选择。
But as God leads your heart,
但是神怎样带领你的心意
，and opens to us,
然后
we open to Him.
当神把机会给我们的时候，我们也要愿意向神敞开。
Dr. Leos that's here, he knew a man that I had read about. His name was Mr. Tam.
那从前有一个人我认识他，他叫做 Dr. Tam. Mr.
Yes, Tam. I think it's Route 71 going up that area of Ohio. You see a big building over here. It's a plastic factory.
那在那个是在俄亥俄州，然后有一个在一条路上旁边有一个很大的一个塑料工厂。
It was started by a man named Mr. Tam.
那这个开这个工厂的人叫做 Mr. Tam.
He first started out with you. I don't know if you remember the Polaroid cameras.
那我不知道你记不记得那个就是宝丽来那个就是一次成像的那个照相机。
But they had some kind of, I don't know if it was silver or what kind of material.That was inside, and it was made to sort of whatever it does.
它是一种特别的相纸，那个相纸上涂一层，然后照完了它就可以出来。
So he began his little plant by taking that out and using that in some way.
那这个开塑料工厂这个人，他就把这个相纸可能回收，然后拿来做什么其他的东西。
Eventually, he went into plastic and became a very large industry.
那后来呢，就又进入这个塑料工业，然后就那个很做得很好。
But Mr. Tam was a Christian. He loved the Lord.
但是这个 Mr. Tam 他是一个基督徒，
他很爱主。So he made his own decision that he was going to make God his partner.
所以呢，他就在开始他的这个生意的时候，他就有这样一个决定，他想让神也成为他的伙伴。
So he went from one lawyer to another, telling him that he wants to make God his partner.
那所以他这个要不开这个工厂呢，他就找了很多律师，就跟他们说，我要让神成为我的生意伙伴。
And they all said,God can't be a partner.
那这些生意人就这些律师就都说那不行，这个我们做不了，这个神怎么能放在你的这个里面当生意伙伴。
They said we'll make a foundation for him and you can put that in there, the profits.
那后来他们就说那这样吧，我设立一个基金，然后这个神所赚的那部分放在这个基金里。
For years he went on giving.I know he gave to our church $1 million to missions at one time.
所以呢，他就这样，他就从最开始的他时候，他就一直的把他的钱奉献出来。
Went on, God blessed that man.
然后曾经有一次，他为我们的教会奉献了100万，就是为宣教。
Not only because he let God say to God, "These are your resources, whatever you want."
那神也一直的祝福他，不仅是他把这个他的金钱献给神。
Became a man that.He had a friend, he and his friend decided, and see, here's another decision.
那然后他又做了一个决定。
They decided that every noontime they were going to meet together and pray.
那他跟他的朋友就决定每天中午他们就在一起，一起祷告。
In the car, it was the air conditioner, in the summer and the heater in the winter.
那所以他们就在每天中午在车里一起祷告。
And people began to hear about their prayer meeting.
然后就开始有人一个一个听说他们这样在一起祷告。
God was answering prayer.
然后就听说他们祷告怎么样的蒙神应许。
And that prayer meeting of theirs became a very large thing that they were to pray for people that asked them to pray.
所以他们这个小小的祷告会就人就越来越多，然后大家就在一起向神祈求。
You see, he made some decisions.
在这里面我们讲到他做了这样一个决定，又做了那样一个决定。
So when in your life you need to make decisions, Lord, here's my resources, you've given me health to make them, you've given me mental ability to make them, now what do you want?
那我们也同样可以做决定，神给了我们智慧，给了我们体力，可以去工作，可以赚钱，那你可以这样决定，问神说，这你所给我的这一切，我要怎么样的管理？
So we see then you say, but it's very difficult to do that, Sister Schwartz.
那有时候你会跟我说，这样做很困难的。
That's because we have to link this with faith.
我知道，因为我们需要凭信心才能做得到。
When I do for God, I give it to Him by faith.
那我为神所做的，我就凭着信心交给他。
I'm giving this to you, Lord.
神，我把这个给你。
And as that mustard seed of faith begins to grow in you.
就像耶稣讲的那个芥菜籽那么大的那么小一点的种子芥菜种子那么小一点的信心在你的里面开始长大的时候
You'll be surprised how it gets larger and larger because you see God doing things.
你只要这样做你就会很惊讶的看见你这个信心在不断的成长因为因着你的信心神就做成了事使你的信心能够更加的加增
The reason why our faith many times is so smallBecause we don't use.
这也是为什么我们的信心为什么这么小？因为那点小小的信心，你都没有在用它，它就没有办法长大。
But the more you see God answering prayer,
你越多的看见神对你的应许
answering your request,
听你的祷告
the greater your faith begins to grow.
你的信心就会越来越加增。
He wants us to be able as we emulate Him.
神也要我们效法他。
You see, God said, be a cheerful giver.
神说要甘心乐意。
Be one that plans, like I was saying, be one that plans.
然后要对你的生活有计划。
Give with a purpose heart.
然后有一个愿。
I'm giving this to the kingdom. I'm giving this, Lord, so that you will come back. I won't be empty.
我们给是有一个定义，因为我们目的是要说，神，我要把这个。所奉献的使用在你的天国的事工上 这样当你来的那一天我不至于羞愧。
When we ask God, Lord, what would you want me to give?
那因为你知道我们很多时候问神说神你要我给什么呢？
There sometimes comes, I don't understand it, but I know it. Sometimes something comes up and an amount comes up and I know that's what God wants me to give.
很多时候我这样祷告的时候神就把这个意念放在我的里面，我也不知道是为什么，是怎么样成就的，但是神就知道，让我知道说我应该奉献多少。
So what he lays on my heart, I give.
所以当我知道神要我这样给出去的时候，我就听他的，乖乖的听他的话，要我给多少，我就给多少。
He said, "Give with a heart of praise."
那神也说要我们以赞美的心来给。
You just joyfully do it.We give it to God. We thank God that we have the ability to give it, that He's given us strength and mental ability and physical strength to be able to give to the world.
我们给的时候是欢欢喜喜的，是满了赞美和感谢的，因为神给了我们能力，我们可以去赚钱。我们有健康的身体，我们可以去赚钱，所以我们因着感谢可以把这个给出来。
The work of God is like any enterprise.
这个神的工作其实就像这个世界上这个公司是一。很像的。
It cannot make it without God's people keeping it going.
他也需要员工，就是神的子民。
I don't care whether it's in Haiti.
不管是在海地。
Why do I say that? I worked in Haiti.
因为我曾经在那里工作过。
I remember when God spoke to my partner and she preached on tithing.
那我记得有一次神给我跟我的这个跟我一起同工的这个姊妹，神给她这个感动，让她。在讲到的时候讲到奉献。
I have to tell you, I'm very soft-hearted, and I got to think, oh my, I don't know, they don't have much of anything.
那个时候我听他这样讲的时候，我就心里觉得，哎呀，这个海地的人都很穷，他们真的是没有多少可给。
But God came and blessed that sermon.
但是神真的是亲自祝福那个讲道。
That no matter what we have, we can give something to God.
在那个时候，我就开始学习到，不管我们手里有的是多是少，我们都可以拿出一些来给神。
That day a woman came and gave me an envelope. She said, this is what I owe God.
那天呢就有一个妇女过来拿一个信封给我，告诉我说这是我欠神的。
I can't tell you how I felt.
我没有办法跟你讲我当时的感受。
I carried that almost as if it was sacred.
因为这个对我来说真的是很神圣的。
That God would put it on the heart of a Haitian woman to give what God, she felt God wanted her to give, and God, I'm sure, blessed her.
然后我因为对于这个很穷的这个海地人，他愿意把这个拿出来说，神感动他，让他愿意把这个给上献上的时候，神就一定会大大祝福他。
Actually, there's three types of stewardship.
我今天想讲的是有三种这个管家的。
One is a flint.
那第一个呢是一个像一个打火石。
Yes, and you know what a flint is? It's a piece of stone.
这个打火石就是一块石头。
And you take something sharp and you hit it.
然后用一个很，如果你用一个很尖的东西一直敲，一直敲的话
，a spark comes out.
然后它就会打出火花来。
That's the way some people's stewardship is.
这就是有些人他就是这样管理的。
You have to hit it pretty hard to get a spark.
你得使劲的击打它，它才能有一点反应，给一点。
Now there's one like the sponge.
那也有些人像海绵。
Only way you're going to get anything is to squeeze it out of it.
这个海绵呢，你需要挤它，它才会就会出点东西。
Which I feel is a really bad way.
我觉得这并不是一个好办法。
Then we have the honeycomb.
那但是有第三种，就好像这个蜂房一样。
It drips with the sweetness.
这个蜂房真是满了蜂蜜，这个蜂蜜是一直滴下来的。
This is what we want to be.
我们都希望能够成为像那个蜂房一样的。
I don't know what God has for you.
我不知道神在你的心上给你的这个负担是什么。
Actually, I knew very little when I started out with the Lord what He had for me.
我刚刚开始做神的工作的时候，我也不知道神对我是什么计划。
God, He just opened up my horizon.
但是我一直仰望他，一直遵循他的旨意，他就把我面前的境界一直的扩张。
Of a little girl that was born in the center of Baltimore.
我从小生长在这个。巴尔的摩这个市中心是一个很贫穷的地方。然后我父母也没有钱。
There were so many temptations that could have brought me into nothing.
那我这个生命中有很多挑战，有很多引诱。
When I gave my life to God,
可以让我真的是就是走向黑暗。但是我把我的人生给了神，我所有的给了神。
He's given me so much. I've never wanted for anything.
神对我那么的好，他给了我那么的多，我真的是一无所缺。
And the most I ever made was $1,200 a month.
那我这一生赚的最多钱的时候，就是一个月能拿12块钱。
Bring pity. I'm saying that to say God can take care of even one. That what do you call that poverty level?
那我这样说不是为了让你同情我，而是让你知道说，不管什么样的境况，神都能够照顾我们。
That's why is that what we're doing? Why our stewardship is so wonderful? It's building. And it's glorifying God's kingdom.
因为我们作为管家是这么重要，因为我们是在建造神的天国，也在荣耀他。
We set aside many times things that maybe we want for His glory.
那我们是不是有些我们可以把我们自己想要的放下，为了他的荣耀的缘故
？I remember an evangelist that came to our church to preach.
我记得有一个这个传道人到我们
a friend of mine.
到我的教会来传道，然后我跟他成了很好的朋友。
He told us about a time.He was saving his money for a new car.
那我坐在那儿听他讲，他有一次他存钱为了要买一个新车。
And I think it was one day in a meeting or one day God spoke to him and said, I want that money.
那他后来说有一次可能是在一个聚会上，他听到神对他讲说，我要你把那笔钱拿出来用在其他的事工上。他就听从了神的。
He had many cars after that, but he gave it to God.
那个时候他就。真的是愿意遵行神的旨意，把这个拿出来给的神。
It made such an impression on my heart.
那他这样讲的时候，让对我印象很深刻。
Here was a man that set aside what he wanted for what God wanted.
他在这个时候，他把他自己放下自己所想要的，然后把这个给了神。
Do you think God will make you do it? No, I don't know what He'll ask of you.
难道神让我们每个人都把我们买车的钱拿出来吗？不是这样的。
So we see then that.As we allow God to use this in our life,
但是我们看到说，如果我们允许神使用我们的生命
，you'll see your life enriched.
你会看到你的生命会变得更加丰盛。
You'll see the kingdom of God right here to grow.
你就会亲眼看见神的国在不断的增长。
You'll really begin to enjoy life.
你就会真的会开始觉得这个人生真的是很有意义。
No, it's not all easy.We have our sicknesses, we have our sorrows, but there's something that keeps us with a joy inside.
并不是表明我们一帆风顺，我们还是会遇到困难，遇到疾病，但是我们里面会有那个喜乐的泉源。
So let me just ask a question or two today.
那我今天就想问大家问题。
Let's think together and say to ourselves,
我们一起想
what kind of steward am I?
你问问自己，我到底是一个什么样的管家呢？
You see, you're a child of God. You've got to be some kind.
既然你是神的孩子，你一定是一个管家。
Because this is our inheritance. This is what God has given us.
这是神给我们的产业，这是神给我们的。
He's even given us several good examples of stewards, good stewards and bad stewards in His Word.
他在圣经里也给了我们一些好的管家和坏的管家的例子。
Second, let's think. What changes do I need to make me be a good steward for?
那第二天我想让你问问自己，我该有什么样的改变，我该做什么能让我成为一个更好的管家。
You have to remember now, this is individual. This is for me.
你要记得这个是个人的。
If your wife is involved, if it's resources. But for each one of us, what changes do I have to have?
我们问自己，我们每个人都不一样，但是我们要问神，自己看看到底要做什么样的改变。
So then when we know what kind of choices.
当我们知道
what kind of changes we have to make.
当我们知道我们需要做什么样的改变的时候
then comes the big question.
就有一个大问题来了
Am I willing to change?
我是否愿意改变呢
That's what it is.
就这么简单
Maybe the cry of your heart from now on is, Lord, make me a blessing.
如果你从现在开始，你的心里的感动是说：“主啊，求你使我成为他人的祝福。”
Just to live and to die and to go through all the experiences, make it more than that.
让我生命不仅仅是真的就是吃喝，然后活着而已，让我真的是能够有一个更丰盛的生命。
And Lord, don't let me come before you empty-handed.
主也求你让我不要空手回天家。我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we lift up our hearts today,
天父，我们把我们的心摆在你的面前。
We are so utterly grateful.
我们深深的感谢你。
For the fact that you saved us by grace.
因真的是你的恩典，你救了我们。
I feel it's a great privilege, Lord.
对我们是极大的荣耀。
And it's a privilege to be your steward.
也很大的荣幸能够成为你的管家。
It's not easy, Lord, at times, and we fail at times.
我们这个并不容易，而很多时，而且很多时候我们会失败。
Help us to strive to be a good steward.
但是求你帮助我们尽力去做一个好管家。
Keep your hand on us, Lord, we pray.
愿你的手一直在我们身上。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。